Now, have you ever wanted to be on stage? I think everyone wants to give it a go at some point. Or you might be totally freaked out and never wanted to give it a go. Well, there's a fairly small but growing inner city group that has been providing classes, shows, and a chance for anyone to become the onstage star they've always known they can be. They're called Improv Theatre Sydney, and they are celebrating their second birthday this very week with nearly a dozen shows over 4 days that is covering improv from every angle. And we've got lucky enough to have Cale Bain, who is in the studio today to have a talk about the company, about the week, about improv in general. How you going, Cale?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, really good. Thanks for coming on down to 2SER. Hey,
no problem. Thanks for having me.
Look, Improv Theatre Sydney, it's been a revelation, I reckon, for a lot of people who maybe just didn't know if they could do it, get on stage, try something new. And like it's been amazing how much improv has been flowing out of you guys. Can you tell us about where it all sort of started
and how it all started? like the company or where improv started or how people...
we might not have time for a short history of improv, but I'd love to know how Improv Theatre Sydney sort of started as a company.
A bunch of us used to do a silly show every Tuesday night at the Roxbury Hotel when it had a theater. Called Full Body Contact No Love Tennis, real silly, goofy show.
Yeah.
And a couple of those people who came out of Sydney Uni started performing at Giant Dwarf when that became a theater, and it became bigger and bigger and bigger. And those guys, Steen and Carlo, the Bear Pack, now like a huge commodity. Superstars, the rock stars of improv. And somebody asked them if they could run some workshops, and then Carlo, one of the Bear Pack, called me and Eden and Susie Youssef and said, hey, can we do this? And instead of just running workshops, we started this whole company and putting on shows and have all these different packages for different things.
And it's amazing. I was saying to you off air that earlier this year I decided, maybe I'll give it. I've seen improv on stage. I've been watching you guys for the last couple of years, and I thought, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I went to one of these workshops on a weekend to see if I could do improv.
You drank the Kool-Aid.
I did. I've had a little bit of the Kool-Aid. It's starting to really infect me. But the thing is, you're right. Like, anyone can do it. Anyone can give it a go.
Yeah.
And you might find out you're amazing at it.
It's super fun to see the penny drop moment when people go from fear to discovering. They're like, oh, I'm really funny. I can do this. 'Cause it's all it is just negating that fear. Literally everybody does it every day. You can't have a conversation without improvising, without listening to another person and going off the back of what they say. So it's kind of, we're tapping into something that people have inherently in them. And it's real funny to see when they realize just how simple and accessible it is. And you get to be like a silly goof, a clown, whatever kind of clown you are. Some people are really wordy clowns. Some people are really physical clowns. Some people are like really obscure reference clowns. So people go off the back of the Simpsons the whole time. It's real fun.
And it all comes together into all different forms of improv. Like I've learned there's short form and there's long form and there's different names for different sorts of improv. I wouldn't have known that, you know, and you guys teach that and you know, basically teach that there's different ways you can present on stage. But in the end of the day, as an audience member, you don't really realize.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like watching TV. You kind of, if you don't think about it, everything's just TV, or radio is just radio.
Yeah.
But there are different structures. There's some things that are real short and punchy. You could just go for like 2-3 minutes at a time. What we tend to do is stuff that's more 45 minutes, an hour at a time, where we might get a suggestion or not, depending on how much we remember to ask for a suggestion. We'll go for, you know, 45 minutes and make one of the things that we do quite regularly is make an hour long soap opera. So we'll just go for an hour and in this world and be over dramatic and, you know, tearful.
And I love the fact that, you know, everyone plays off each other. Like you say, everyone's got a different style.
But
then once you get on stage, you know, I guess as an improv actor, you've got to be able to learn what they're going to do or anticipate it and then jump in and say, well, maybe now what I've got is going to sort of complement what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then they can move back and then someone else moves in. I love the interplay and how it all sort of intersects into each other.
Yeah, everybody's a different piece of the puzzle, man.
That's it.
It's funny because I like some of the people who are in the ensemble, I've been playing with for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I know where they're going. Not always, but like I kind of have an idea. So I'll be 2 or 3 seconds ahead of the audience and I'll be able to like massage them into a certain way and we'll just kind of fit together really well. And then half the time I have no idea where they're going. So I'll get the same joy that the audience gets where I'm like, I had no idea that you could say that, put those words in that kind of sentence. So yeah, I get the same kind of surprise and delight that the audience gets well, being part of the machine.
So in the last year, I mean, it's been going 2 years. Happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
What's been some highlights maybe in the last year that you've seen from ITS?
Whoa. What a question. Steve and Carla put on a show at the Enmore, and it's had the first half of the show. So seeing Soap done at the Enmore was delightful. And it was in support of a very good cause.
That's right.
Red Kite as well, in memory of Elliot Miller, which was great to be a part of. What other highlights are there?
I mean, you put a lot of shows on, so obviously, you know, it probably all melds together over the year. But
there are a lot of show highlights. There are just a lot of workshop highlights as well.
Yeah.
That penny drop moment where you just see, I don't know, I'm not going to, it's tough to
that's
to
all right. You don't have
relive
to
ridiculous moments of workshops. But I guess seeing the students just sort of become players in their own right is awesome.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? So you do these classes, state level 1, level 2, level, and then you get to level 3, and then you get to do a post-grad show.
Uh-huh.
And I think, is that moment, you know, is that like a make or break moment for a lot of students who go, oh, okay, here we are. I've been doing it in this class for this now time. Now I'm going to be in front of an audience.
It's 100% a make moment. It's never, because
never breaks.
Never breaks. It's it every single time. Because I will see these people, I was about to call them kids, because I think of them as my kids. I'll see these people, like, some of them will, you know, a couple of weeks before the show, be genuinely freaked out that they're about to get on stage in front of a bunch of people and have to put it all together. And invariably they get on stage and they're awesome and they make themselves and the audience and us super proud and they're hilarious. And so the first couple of times when people would have these anxieties, I would be like trying to massage them and tell them, you know, it's okay. You'll be all right. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. But now whenever people are really afraid about it, I'm like, oh, great. You're going to be great. If you have that fear, then that's pretty reasonable. Now take that fear, put it on stage and live it out. And you're going to be hilarious. Yeah. And 100% of the time, they always are. My wife is taking our workshops right now. And she is just shit scared of her show. And it's great to watch because she's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. Awesome.
I don't know if she's listening. I don't know if I just put a lot of pressure on her.
Well, I'm sure she's got some good teachers there. Help her become amazing.
I've never taught her.
Well, it's the big birthday extravaganza week. About 11 shows over 4 days.
Yeah, all of those people come from our workshops.
That's so cool. It kicks off tomorrow night. But anything that, you know, is there a big show here that you think, oh, you've got to get to that? Or is it just come on down any night and check out whatever?
Well, the one that you were talking about, I haven't seen it yet, but Confetti Gun, the all-women team, they're just a bunch of super excellent players. I'm super keen to see it, but I mean they're all you're trying to make me choose between
children.
They're all going to be amazing.
We've got on Wednesday night one called Helen. I'm not actually quite sure what that is.
It's a troupe with a bunch of some of the people from Confetti Gunner in Helen, actually. Okay. Yeah, again, just a hilarious group of peoples.
I love the fact that a bunch of people from ITS have also gone on to make Whose Line Is It Anyway, which is coming out very soon.
Yeah. November 27th is the day.
I'm so excited for that. Amazing cast, including Bridie, Steen.
Yeah, Susie and Tom Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was the improv director on that.
Exactly.
As well.
How was that experience? Bring it to TV.
It was amazing and nerve-wracking and hilarious. I mean, to see my friends be able to be as funny as I've seen them in like local shitty pubs, to see them in front of 8 cameras and, you know, a couple of hundred audience, and an amazing set, just to see it kind of all come good and validated, is really impressive.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. Like I was watching the show just in, you know, during the records, I would be sitting there in the studio just mind blown at how quick and fast they are.
I really can't wait to see it. I was a massive fan of the American version, which of course hosted by Drew Carey back in the day. Now we got Rhys Darby doing this one. And he's a funny guy as well.
It's because Bridie and Cal Wilson is also on the show. So Cal, Bridie, and Rhys have this like weird Kiwi connection, where when the three of them get together and start getting into it, I don't understand what they're saying, but they're just so quick and so smart and just, it's imposingly funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's a huge week. Down at the Giant Dwarf, of course, ITS's birthday extravaganza, second year. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle.